What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled, Does God Hate MGTOW? So as you guys know, I made a video yesterday titled, God is Sadistic and Narcissistic because He lets bad things happen to good people. And the old saying, when it rains, it pours, that's really God's way of fucking with you over and over and over. This is how you get to know that God does exist, when you abnormally have bad things happening to you one after another, and then supposedly all the bad people out there are living their best life. So as you guys know, I'm out here in Medellin. Surprised it didn't rain today, so that's good. At least my feet aren't getting wet. And so as you guys know by now, I wanted to open a restaurant here for the past half year, almost a year, because Trump is destroying America, which is now more than true, actually. And got into an accident Super Bowl Sunday. That took my health, that took my wealth. Insurance company doesn't want to pay out, surprise, surprise. In order for me to get any sort of compensation, medically, disability, I actually have to be there for medical treatment. Yet here I am in Medellin because contracts were signed, money exchanged hands before the accident. Obviously, I wasn't planning for this accident, but it is what it is. The restaurant has been open for about 2 weeks now. Sales are laughable. Like, forget disappointing, they're laughable. Today I made, 40 some pesos? I made about $10 off of two orders, spending 10 hours open, you know? That's just, you know somebody's fucking with you at that point, right? I mean, there's a lady who has a small kiosk. She sells coffee, and she makes, probably around $100 a day selling fucking, $2 coffees. Here I am selling fucking shawarma pizza, $5, $6, and I'm lucky if I make like $10, So that's how you know God is fucking with you. So today's video, guys, is Does God Hate MGTOW? You see, Islam tells us that the biggest fitna, the biggest trial for men is woman. When you go MGTOW, you don't have a woman. No woman, no problems. Like, I'm 45 years old. My life has been, quite frankly, very easy for me for 45 years, But in the past year, in particular, past half year since Trump became president, I had to take things up a notch by going overseas, because things in America are gonna get way worse than they are right now. And I don't even have to sit here and explain to you why at this point. So when I decided to take my life to the next level, that's when God was like, oh, you don't have a bitch to give you hell. Well, guess who's gonna give you hell now? Me. So now, guys, a lot of people out there, especially you young Muslim guys out there, you gotta understand this and understand this really good, because a lot of you guys are getting misled by your mullahs, you're getting misled by your imams, who tell you God is great, God loves you, God has a special plan for you, when in reality, that's not the case. That's really not the case. So I'm sure a lot of you Muslim guys, even you Christian guys out there, the Jewish community honestly doesn't, the reason why Jews are the way they are is because they came to the conclusion thousands of years ago that you really can't rely on God. That's why you have to go out there and do your thing, So you Muslims out there, and you Christians, especially you young Muslims out there, you gotta understand, dudes, like, and I'm sure you guys have seen it in your own places of worship, you know, the guy who sells the alcohol, his house is bought with haram money, his business, haram money, he sells pork, he sells lottery tickets, you know, he's the one who's driving around in a Hummer, enjoying life, living in a McMansion, and here you are trying to come close to God and your life just sucks, you know. This is just how God rolls. You guys gotta understand that really good, you know. You gotta suffer, you gotta struggle, you gotta sacrifice. The closer you come to God, the more afflictions. Damn it. The closer you come to God, the more afflictions you will have in your life. You know, this is why Stardust, aka Thinking Ape, made a video titled Better Off Blue Pill. Now, Stardust is not a Muslim, he's an atheist, but you can tell from his voice and the way he talks that he once believed in God and God disappointed him one too many times. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. An atheist is somebody who believed in God and just after too many disappointments, he said, God, I can't do this anymore. A Satanist is pretty much an atheist who said, fuck you, God, I'm going to go join the other team. Special thanks to the person on MGTOW TV who corrected me yesterday. It was Anton Levy or something of that sort. He's the guy who started the Church of Satan, and word up, when he was on his deathbed, he was frightened because he's gonna go to hell. Yeah, of course, you know, if you worship Satan or you say fuck you God, or even if you say sorry God, I'm not playing with you anymore, yeah, that's disbelieving in God. You will go to hell for disbelieving in God. And I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The biggest believers of God are Satanists, you know. Satanists know more about religion than the average Joe Schmo. And this video, for you young Muslims out there who haven't been afflicted by God yet, you know, don't come close to God, okay? Pray, fast, you know, go to the masjid, you know, on during Eid, do hello, ya hello every now and then, but don't under any circumstance try to come close to God. Have you guys noticed that all the people in your masjid who are having fun, they're all blue pill normies, you know, do whatever they want, make a lot of money, they have total disregard for God, and yet they got everything they want, they're happy, you know. I used to look down on Muslims who would sell alcohol and they would borrow money from the bank with interest usury. I'd look down on them, but at the end of the day, they're the ones who succeeded in life. And here I am, you know, begging you guys for money so I don't get kicked out of the restaurant tomorrow. So what does that tell you, you know? Maybe religion like feminism is a major shit test, you know? I mean, look at Andrew Tate. Look at Dan Bilzerian. I mean, the fact that Andrew Tate wakes up in the morning, he has already committed haram. You know, Andrew Tate's entire life is built on haram, yet he got everything, right? And yet people who worship God, people who want to come close to God, bad things just keep happening to them over and over and over and over again, you know? So I think God is trying to send us a message, okay? That's what I really think is going on. The Prophet Muhammad said, I don't know which rain is best for mankind, my rain or the rain of Akhir al-Ayyama. By that, the Prophet Muhammad means when rain comes down, rain swipes away, you know, bad stuff, right? So the Prophet Muhammad said, I don't know if my era was the best rain or the rain in Akhir al-Ayyam, end of days, which obviously we are in. I would argue to say that the best rain is right now. It's our rain. And the reason behind it, guys, is because we finally came to the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill conclusion that God is both sadistic and narcissistic. This is just how he rolls. He's gonna beat you, whip you, leave you for dead, but not take your life. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, if you know what I know, you will laugh little and cry much. Furthermore, he said, a young man will pass by a grave, look at the grave and say to the occupant of the grave, not only say to the occupant of the grave, but actually roll over the grave and say, wish I was in your place, okay? Now notice that the Prophet Muhammad didn't say boomers or women. He specifically said young men, okay? Now a lot of men out there, guys, they're going MGTOW. Even though they don't know what MGTOW is, they're going MGTOW because how evil women are. And you know, MGTOW is the logical conclusion. You know, how can you get married? You know, at best she's gonna cheat on you and make your life hell. At worst, she'll divorce rape you and do horrible things to you through big daddy government. So a lot of men out there, they have no idea what MGTOW is, but they're going MGTOW. And because they're going MGTOW, they're being punished. You know, at the end of the day, the boomers, they won, okay? Boomers, they won, okay? At the end of the day, women, I don't care what anybody else out there says, at the end of the day, women are gonna be taken care of. Either they're a simp, either some simp will, big daddy government, or she will, you know, have one of her children shame and guilt one of her children into taking care of her. So at the end of the day, guys, it's young men like you and me who are gonna suffer, struggle, and sacrifice. Now, is God gonna forgive us victory? Well, he says he does in the hereafter. But here's the thing, you know, you don't want to be 20, 30, 40, living for another 45, 50 years and live in misery and poverty and bad things. You really don't want to be living like that for the rest of your life, you know? Now, God does tell us, you know, the reason why it's called seventh heaven is because there are seven levels to heaven, you know? Not all levels of heaven are equal. In Islam, Firdaus al-A'la means the highest level of heaven. That's where, you know, people like prophets and, you know, people like you and me who try to get close to God, that's where we supposedly end up. But here's the deal, you know, these guys who are selling the alcohol, drinking the alcohol, taking loans, you know, living life, you know, they're gonna win too, guys, you know, they're gonna win too, you know. So it's really not fair for us, if you think about it, for us to suffer, struggle, and sacrifice. You're really better off being a blue-pilled normie at this point, if you think about it. So the question we gotta ask ourselves is, God testing us to see, all right, bro, I'm gonna give you fucking, I don't know, Thor, or, you know, the guy from Batman, Bane, Power, or I don't know anything about fucking comic book shit, you know. So the question we gotta ask ourselves is God testing us for something grander, or is he just toying with us, being sadistic, narcissistic, you know, just likes to see bad things happen to us over and over and over, and, you know, gets joy in us just taking L's after one another. Because you guys have to understand, God does not gain or lose from anything that happens to us, you know. I can get attacked by fucking dogs or murdered by the cartel right now, And God doesn't care. You know, he's not going to lose anything. You know, he's not going to lose anything. He's not going to gain anything, right? So maybe he just likes to get a narcissistic feel of just watching bad things happen to you, you know? It's a lot like a narcissistic woman. You guys got to understand, a narcissistic woman can't harm you unless you try to help her. Okay, let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills out there who are just too damn low IQ to understand things first time around. A narcissistic woman can't harm you unless you want to get close to her. God cannot harm you unless you get close to him. The question that we have to ask ourselves is God testing us for something grander, or is he just gonna toy with us and laugh at us, you know? That's the question we gotta ask ourselves. And again, you know, just look at your local church, look at your local masjid, your typical, I mean, you know, these guys who sell alcohol, it's like, do you guys have any idea how many times I've been offered to sell alcohol, whether it's at the food truck or the restaurant here? You know, they offer me to get a liquor license. I'm like, no, 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 that's haram, you know? Yet Muslims will go, you know, I know a Muslim dude. He had a very, very popular business in Clematis. It revolved around, you guessed it, alcohol. He sold it for like $10 million, and now he's living his best life. You know, so go figure, you know. A guy who built his entire fortune upon selling alcohol, cashes out, makes like $10 million, and now living his best life. Yet you got me saying no to alcohol, making sure our food is halal, and yet here I am begging on the internet for like fucking, you know, $5 here, $10 there, you know. So it makes you wonder if God, okay, so it makes you wonder if God is testing you or if he's just toying with you, you know, getting some fun out of it, kind of like how a narcissistic woman abuses you to get some entertainment, and then eventually, you know, either she'll move on or you'll move on. So this is why I'm telling you guys out there, don't try to come close to God, you know. Just again, live a blue pill life. I'm not telling you to go out, get married, or do anything of that sort. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said we should live a moderate life, okay? Don't try to be a superman when it comes to religion. Just do the bare, just become a mere Muslim, okay? That's what you gotta do. Become a mere Muslim, you know? Even the people who don't sell alcohol or take loans out of the bank, they're doing well, you know? They rely on Bill Gates for their paycheck. And they're living good, you know. They're not relying on God. You know, the people who rely on God end up getting their asses kicked, you know. But the people who don't rely on God, they're doing well, you know. And a lot of these people, you know, they're happy. And the thing is, look, I get it, you know. You're working a job, you're getting a paycheck. There's really no need for you to rely on God for anything. But you know what? You know, these people, they don't say the truth. Like, these people will never, ever come out on the World Wide Web and say a percent of what I do. These people will not create a MGTOW party to combat evil. They'll never, ever do any of that. Even Mufti Mink, who I told you, Mufti Mink is a dirty Muslim, he refuses to call Israel, the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, for genocide. He refuses to do that. Why? Because he knows the second he does that, boom, his money is gone, His fame is gone. You guys take me for example. You know, before I called out the Dirty Jews, my YouTube channel was taken off. I was getting 200 subscribers a day. I was making thousands of dollars, and boom, it was gone. My second channel, which never went anywhere, boom, that's actually gone too. So in the name of God and Muhammad, I lost a lot of things in the name of God and Muhammad. You know, I lost my health. I lost my wealth. You know, I can't go to the gym, guys. You know, I can barely walk. At least I can do that. You know, and the thing is, I can't walk. Like when I go live in a place, guys, I make sure that the place, especially here in Medellin, because it's hilly, mountainous, I make sure the place I'm at, you know, it's like, for example, like right now, I'm going downhill, which is fine, okay? But I will never ever dare to go uphill or uneven roads and shit like that. No, fuck that shit, dudes. Like, I literally will end up crying if I'm going up the road and uneven pavements and shit like that, man. I learned that the hard way the first 2 days being here in Medellin, you know. So I either take Uber motorcycles or I make sure the path I'm taking, it's flat, or at the very least it's even and going downhill like the path I'm taking right now. So yeah, here you have it, guys. A guy who stood up for Allah and Muhammad lost his health, lost his wealth, and is begging on the internet for money. No different than a guy holding a sign on the side of the road, you know, if you really think about it. But it is what it is, guys. You know, again, you have to ask yourself the question, do I say fuck you, God, or do I continue rocking with God, hoping that he will, you know, take me to the next level, right? So, by the way, guys, look behind us over there. See that guy over there? He's happy, you know? In fact, Islam tells us, don't ever look up. Always look down on other people. Because if you look up, you'll not be grateful of what God has given you. So Islam tells us, always look down on other people, you know? Like, the guy behind me here, look at him, you know? At least I'm not physically and mentally handicapped like the guy behind me. But he's probably happy. Look at him, guys. He's happy, you know? So that's the thing about God. You know, and that's another thing. You know, see, this is how you know God is real, you know? Like, who thought that I'm going to turn a corner and see a crazy, homeless, crippled person? I didn't know I was going to see that dude, you know? So that's how you know God is here and he's fucking with you. Again, I cannot stress this enough, guys. I can't stress this enough. God is gonna fuck with you if you don't have a woman, because women are the biggest fitna. They're the biggest trial and tribulation for men. So when you go MGTOW, God is gonna personally fuck with you because you don't have a bitch fucking you over, you know? It is what it is. And there's really, you know, and there's a, you know, there's a sort of, and here's the thing about peace, okay? Here's the thing about peace, okay, guys? Here's the thing about peace you guys gotta understand, okay? Islam is peace is bullshit. Let's get that out in the open right now, okay? Like I said in my past video, peace is when you come to the conclusion that you gotta put up with God's bullshit. That's the real peace. And I can honestly tell you guys, you know, with all the bad things happening to me, it kind of feels good to know that God is personally going out of his way to make your life horrible. It's actually a good feeling knowing that God is, you know, going out of his way just to make your life, you know, unbearably bad, you know. And it's also at the same time, it's a comfortable feeling, you know? As far as I know, God can be walking right next to me right now, you know? You'd never know. You don't know it. I don't know it. You know? Maybe he's like, hey, just keep believing in me for the next couple of days, weeks, or months, and then something big is gonna happen. I don't know. Maybe your MGTOW party will win an election or something. I don't know. I'm not God, you know? So, at the end of the day, you guys watching this, especially you young Muslims out there, you gotta make a conscious decision. Do you want to stand up for La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, which is basically you're standing up for God and Muhammad, in which case you're gonna get your ass whipped by God? Or do you want to live more of a purple pill life, you know? Purple pill life is when you are leading a blue pill life, but yet you are red pill aware. Meaning, yes, you'll go out and have relationships with women, but you're not gonna, like, get the government involved, you know? That's pretty much what a purple pill is, you know? So, you guys out there gotta understand this really good, man. You gotta make a conscious decision. If you're gonna say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and you will actually stand up for God and Muhammad, you're gonna get your ass kicked. God is gonna go out of his way to make sure you live a hellish life. Again, guys, it is what it is. That's how God rolls, you know, and that's what stoicism is, you know. Stoicism really is you coming to the fact, making peace with the fact that God is going to fuck you over. It's only a matter of when and how bad, you know. Like I said in my past videos, the Prophet Muhammad's companions, if they did not have a calamity happening to them on almost a daily basis, they would actually get worried that God might have abandoned them, you know, because that's how you know God is there, is through the bad, not through the good. Okay, guys, you know God through bad things happening to you. And, you know, the bad things that happen to you, they're not life ending, you know. See, that's the thing. God doesn't want to take you out of your misery, you know? Like, I'm walking down a dangerous, well, it's not a dangerous area, but, you know, a crazy homeless person can come up behind me, go like this, I'm dead. That can happen. But God is not going to let it happen, because the thing is, God doesn't want to take you out of your misery. That's the thing. He just likes to see you miserable and in misery, living in misery. So that's why I tell you guys, God will beat you, whip you, leave you for dead, but he's not gonna take you out of your misery, which in a way kind of feels good, because, you know, it's like I'm indestructible, you know. God doesn't want to end my miserable life. So yeah, sure, I get into a car accident, I lose my health, I lose my wealth, but you know what? I got $5 in my pocket, I can eat fucking hamburger and fries, you know? Yeah, sure, I might never exercise again, but I can walk downhill, you know? It is what it is, what it is. So, if any of you guys out there want to donate to the restaurant, initially, I wanted like $3,500. $3,500 would allow me to get the restaurant properly running this week. You know, before the month is over, my restaurant will be 100% set. I know a lot of you guys have donated out there. Thank you. Every dollar you donate counts, okay? Like $1 is 4 pesos, you know? That can buy me 2 Coke bottles that I can turn around and sell for $1 American, you know. Well, I'm not going to sell them for a dollar. I'm going to buy, you know. Well, yeah, I'm going to sell, you know, By the way, guys, I'm actually getting like Pepsi directly from the distributor. I don't even have to go to their version of Sam's. The distributor comes to my restaurant. So I'm getting Pepsi. I'm getting those 400 milliliter Pepsi bottles for like 2 pesos for like 50 cents. I'll turn around and I'll sell them for $1. I'm getting water bottles, 600 milliliters for about 25 cents. I'll turn around and I'll sell those for $1 too, you know? So, yeah, guys, I'm actually getting my shit directly from the vendor now. And look, the video is gonna come to an end and God is gonna make it rain on me. Hopefully this rain isn't as bad as it was last night, you know. Hopefully it's not that bad, and hopefully it goes away soon, hopefully unlike yesterday. So going back, the $3,500, and the thing you guys gotta understand is that I'm doing the best I can with everything I have to make sure I don't lose the restaurant, you know. So you guys who donate, you know, God willing, we're not gonna lose the restaurant, okay? So the computer, the good news about the computer is that because the software, the accounting software, is in the cloud, I can use my computer, so I don't have to buy a point of sale system. You know, eventually I need to buy it, yes, but now I can actually use my computer, so that saved us about $300 right there. I have about $100 saved up. You guys have donated as of a couple of hours ago about $200. So rent is $600. So as of now, guys, we have $300 saved up for rent. Rent is due tomorrow. It's from the 21st to the 21st. I'm gonna find out if they have a grace period where we can send them the money like in 5 days or end of the month, or if they're gonna demand the money same day. So as of right now, guys, half of the rent we have. If we can get another $300 by tomorrow or after tomorrow, that will be great. Tomorrow I am getting logos and stuff like that. I found a guy who can do them at a very, very reasonable price. So tomorrow I'm gonna get logos. Like I said, if I can't get the $3,500 or close to it, what I'm gonna end up doing is that I am gonna systematically and strategically get what I need. Like, first order of business is, other than paying the rent, of course, first order of business, get some advertising stuff for my restaurant, like stickers and logos. Then get menus that people can grab, you know, because here in Colombia, unlike America, they just don't stand at the counter and be like, I would, no. They take a menu, then they go sit down, and then they approach the counter. That's just how it works here in Colombia. So I am quite confident, God willing, of course, that if I get some marketing stuff going, this will increase sales. Like, for example, guys, I'm serving on average 2 people a day, you know. My average ticket, guys, my average ticket is like $6 or $7 is my average ticket, okay? So let's say I serve 10 people a day, right? Well, now my average ticket is $70. Now my average gross sale is $70. Yes, that's definitely low by other restaurant standards, but for a restaurant that's starting out, that's actually good. Well, not good, but you know, it's better than making $5-6 a day. If I keep on walking down that way, this is world famous Setenta Street behind me here, guys. That's Setenta Street. It goes a kilometer that way. It's like a 20-minute walk. This is where everybody comes to hang out here in Medellin. Once you start walking down that way, you're not gonna hear anything other than music. So, yeah, guys, if I can double or triple my clients coming into the restaurant from 2 to 5 or even 7, that will greatly help me. And I think having logos and marketing gears will do that. Eventually, once my restaurant is making over $100 American a day, that's when I can start putting money towards getting the billboard and, you know, the stuff up in the, you know, the when you walk into McDonald's, right? You know, McDonald's is, or Chipotle or Starbucks. Yeah, I need something like that, you know. So for those of you guys who want to donate through Cash App, Zelle, or Venmo, my Cash App is Open Taxi, OpenTaxi, Open Taxi. My Zelle and Venmo is amar.matt@gmail.com. I'm gonna put all that in the pinned comment section. And like I said, dudes, every penny counts. We are about $300 away from covering rent. Anything more than that is gonna go toward marketing stuff. And again, I'm quite certain, God willing, once we get some marketing stuff, whether it's a menu that people can read and sit down with, whether it's stickers so people can know what the hell we're doing, I'm quite certain that will double or triple our sales from 2 people a day to maybe 5 or 7. And once you get down that path, then that's when you can actually become a legitimate restaurant. Anyway, guys, thank you for watching. Special thanks to all those who donated. Like I said, literally every dollar counts. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.